Wheeling resident and entrepreneur Brian Joseph posed the latest question in our ongoing Wild Wandering West Virginia series. He asked us to tell the story of the oldest mountains in the world, the Appalachian Mountains. And he's curious about the Sister Mountain Range, too. This question won our online voting round, so we decided to visit Joseph and gain a bit more insight into his curiosity. Joseph is an entrepreneur who has built a successful career turning Appalachian coal into material that is helping humans fly through the atmosphere and even reach into space. He loves West Virginia, and especially the Northern Panhandle, where he says there's a machine shop in the basement of a house on every block. Joseph believes geography plays an important role in shaping communities on many levels.
It defines how we live, what we do every day, defines the shapes of our roads. It defines the kinds of homes we live in, whether or not we have basements. It defines the work that we do. It defines how we recreate. It created us, right? And sometimes we forget. We think we are who we are. But remember, even our state motto, Montanis Semper Libri, which is mountaineers will always be free.
Given the chance, Joseph will happily rattle off a list of innovations and inventors from the region. And that spirit, he says, is shaped by the very old ground we stand on.
West Virginians live our lives separated by some of the oldest mountains on planet Earth. So when we actually go and touch some of these mountains with our hands, we're touching some of the oldest rocks in existence. And I think we take that completely for granted in West Virginia. We don't even know about it.
Understanding the lifespan of the Appalachian Mountains requires considering concepts like deep time, which is especially difficult for human brains to grasp. Consider that a bunch of millions of thousands of trips around the sun ago, all the continents were smashed together, and the Appalachian Mountains were like the Alps, reaching way, way, way up into the sky. Then, a couple inches a year, oceans grew between the continents. Now, that's tough to think about, especially since it was only hundreds of thousands of trips around the sun ago when we humans started traipsing around the remnants of these mountains, which, of course, have scooted all over the globe at this point, including, as Joseph points out, in Morocco.
So these are our sister mountains. They're called the Atlas Mountains. And it would be interesting to just sort of, I don't know, go there and just think about how the geology there and the geology here and the difference in the latitudes have created different lives, different worlds.
A trip to Morocco sounds like fun and is definitely cost prohibitive, but we're a creative group, us Appalachians here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Joseph points out that our ancient geology has pushed Appalachians to be creative, resourceful scientist types who, like the mountains themselves and like him, reach for the stars.
If you want to know more about how stars evolve, how the universe evolves, you got to listen to Stardate. Why is Stardate important? Well, because Harlan James Smith from West Virginia started it. He was he ran director of the McDonald Observatory, and that's one of the things he did during his tenure, is starting Stardate, which I listen to on public radio all the time.
So stay tuned. We'll be working on crafting the story of the oldest mountains on Earth over the next several weeks. Hopefully, this will be fun. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.